All right. Thank you.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I have my Star Wars questions, my Her Universe questions, and my Ashley questions.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why is Star Wars Reads Day important?
Star Wars Reads Day is important because, you know, there's the story of Star Wars is being told in so many different ways, and not just on television, but in so many amazing books and comics. And, you know, it's such an amazing story. To me, it's a story of hope. It's a story of good overcoming evil. And so to encourage that through reading is just, it's like the perfect mashup. So it was really awesome to see so many kids here today and to hear from so many of them how they love to read Star Wars books. So I try to encourage it as much as possible.
Excellent. How does it feel to portray one of the first independent, self-driven females in the Star Wars universe?
It's truly an honor to be the voice of Ahsoka and such a strong, powerful female character. It's something that I secretly always wanted to play such a hero, you know, especially for young girls. And I did a lot of on-camera work, and I was always the bully, or I was always the mean girl. And, you know, it was fun, and the bully never won in the end, which is what I liked. You know, I don't mind playing the bad guy if there's a positive lesson or moral at the end of it. However, you know, everyone wants to be the hero. Everyone wants to be the Jedi. And
right.
So to be, like, such, like, the first female Jedi that they've really focused on, it's such an honor. I can't even put it into words. I pinch myself, you know, because sometimes I don't believe it.
Oh, that's great. How are you and Ahsoka alike and different?
Ahsoka and I are alike because I would say we're both very driven and determined, and I want to be the best at something. I want to do what's right. I want to learn from my mistakes, and just if I fail, I'll pick myself up and keep going. And I think Ahsoka is very much the same way. She just she wants to be the best Jedi that she can be. And, you know, obviously she's made several mistakes, but she's learned from them. And I think we've seen how far she's come over the course of, you know, four seasons now, as we go into our fifth. And so we definitely have similar qualities there. Where we differ is clearly in our prowess on the battlefield. I can barely do a cartwheel, and Ahsoka is decapitating four people in one fell swoop. So I want to be as tough as Ahsoka. Unfortunately, I'm not quite. I get a paper cut and I'm crying. So it's something I'm working on.
Minus Ahsoka, who is your favorite character in the Star Wars canon?
Hands down, R2-D2.
Really?
R2.
I was not expecting that answer.
I know. R2 is my hero because he really is kind of always there to save the day, if you think about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think he's just adorable. And I've always loved R2. I was one of those weird kids that, yes, I loved Princess Leia, and occasionally I would play her. But for the most part, I wanted to be R2-D2. I wanted to be a droid. So, yeah, he's always been my favorite.
What can we expect from season 5 that you're
season
allowed to reveal?
It's exciting. Season 5, you're going to see Ahsoka go through many different challenges and emotions. She's come a long way. I mean, I think, you know, season 1, she was snippy Ahsoka. Season 2, she, you know, got to train under a lot of other Jedi, and she got to go out on her own a little bit more. I mean, we got to see her with Luminara and Barriss. I mean, she had some great episodes with Barriss. Season 3 and 4, she really started to become just one of the gang. You know, less of the Padawan, but just, you know, they sent her out on her own a lot, where she was in charge, and she had to put to use what Anakin taught her. Now in season 5, she really is just one of the gang. I mean, even though technically by title she's a Padawan, I think she's really kind of earned her stripes at this point. And she's earned their respect. And we get to see her in a little more of a mentor role in season 5. She's becoming more of the teacher and less the student. And however, she's wise and mature beyond her years. But when she's interacting with some of her peers, for example, Lux, she has these real age emotions. We realize that socially she really is only 16. Mm-hmm. And she is kind of struggling with, you know, what are these feelings? What are these emotions? And we get to see her be a 16-year-old girl. And I think that's unique and how she deals with that. I also think she grows closer with Anakin Skywalker, which is a really nice dynamic to see. And then the only thing I'll say is that you may be left with more questions than answers at the end of season 5.
Okay. We like that. Cliffhangers. It's good. Were you always a Star Wars fan, or was that something that kind of came with this project? Or
yeah, I've definitely always been a Star Wars fan. I mean, I don't remember how old I was when I first watched Star Wars because I was little. It must have been like 2 or 3. But I remember playing Star Wars, you know, in my house with my brother and just always enjoying it, riding Star Tours at, you know, Disney, because I grew up in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
I definitely was more of a casual fan. And now, I mean, after working with Dave Filoni for 7 years, you become more of a hardcore fan.
Right. All right. We'll move on to the her universe area of questioning. Basic question. Why did you start the her universe line?
I started her universe at first selfishly because I wanted more Star Wars shirts to wear. I honestly thought they existed. I quickly realized that they did not.
For women, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple.
Right.
A couple shirts, a couple things here and there. But I went to StarWars.com, I remember, way back when, and went to the women's section. There wasn't a single item made for women. In fact, they put men's t-shirts in the women's section. And I'm like, that's kind of disrespectful almost. I went to Lucasfilm and I said, you know, please help let me design your women's t-shirts, because I had done my research and I found out at that point that half of all sci-fi fans and close to half of all Star Wars fans are women. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, you need to start your own company first and then come back to us. And so that's what I did. I have a great business partner that helps me make it happen, a company called the Araka Group. And together we went back to Lucasfilm. And again, I have to give Lucasfilm all the credit because, you know, I'm an actress. Like, they didn't have to give me a shot. You know, right. I didn't have any experience in fashion design. And mm-hmm. and they did. They gave me a chance. And then, you know, now Star Trek, Doctor Who, Battlestar Galactica, Warehouse 13.
I have the BSG hoodie. Oh. It's like my most prized possession.
I love Battlestar Galactica. I love it. But yeah, it came from a selfish place, and then I realized that I was not the only one.
No. Are there any plans to expand into any other geekdoms? I know Doctor Who's fairly new, and then there's been more Star Trek and BSG stuff. Are there any plans to expand?
We are always looking for new licenses and franchises. And really, we listen to the fans and we react to the fans. So when the fans tell me what they want and what they're looking at, I go and inquire about it. The problem comes in on the business side of things. Sometimes it's not so easy to make it happen. So there's a couple I'm looking at, one in particular that I heard you mention earlier. But we'll see if it happens, because you know, business-wise, sometimes you just don't get those opportunities. So, but Doctor Who, I mean, oh my gosh, the fact that I even get to play in that playground is unbelievable. So, but I just encourage the fans to tell me what they want.
Okay. More winter wear. A girlfriend and I are supposed to tell you.
Well, we're coming out
like winter wear.
We're coming out with a new Battlestar Galactica sweatshirt. So,
yes!
And it's super comfy. It's more like tunic length and has a pocket on the front, but it's a crew neck and it just has the BSG seal. It's just very basic, but
that's
like perfect weekend wear.
Yes, that's perfect. Yeah. I have Starbucks tattoo on my back, actually.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Now, about you, the person, the woman.
Oh.
Was it a goal to be a role model for girls and young women? Or did that just kind of happen on accident? And how do you feel about being a role model? Pressure?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it was ever a goal, like something I sought out. But my parents did instill, you know, kind of right from wrong in us, mm-hmm. and always trying to do the right thing, and so I've always strived to do the right thing and to make the right decisions, and And then to be a role model for kids, I think it's something, again, I don't think anyone necessarily seeks it out. Mm-hmm. But once I realized that, okay, I have this character that is such a positive role model, it's a responsibility that I don't take lightly. And I also view working for Lucasfilm, that's an honor and that's a privilege that not, very many people get. And so I'm going to do right by it. I'm going to do right by Lucasfilm and prove to them that they made the right decision in casting me. And I'm going to do right by the fans, because even though I'm just the voice of Ahsoka, I am associated with her. And kids associate me with Ahsoka by being the voice. And so I could not put my head on the pillow at night knowing if I led a kid astray. So I'm going to do my best to be a positive example and a positive role model for those kids, because it comes with the job, and I view it as my responsibility.
That's awesome. I have heard rumors that you are a huge Alice in Wonderland fan.
Oh my gosh.
Can you tell? Is it true you have a whole room like dedicated to memorabilia?
Yes. It's still in stages of being put up right now. I used to, because we moved, and so it was all put up, kind of my Alice shrine. Now, since we moved, I'm having to put it up in different ways. But yes, I have enough for an entire room. Actually, it's spilling over. I have a whole tea pantry for my wedding. Instead of getting fine china, I got Alice in Wonderland china. Like, I am
awesome.
A huge Alice in Wonderland fan. And I want to make, I was just speaking with Dave Filoni and his wife the other day, because they made steampunk costumes.
Oh, okay.
And I want to do an Alice in Wonderland steampunk costume.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, so that's my next project.
That's awesome. In addition to Star Wars and Alice in Wonderland, what would people be surprised to know about you? Like, what do you geek out about? What are, do you do chemistry formulas on the side? Like, what?
What
do we maybe not know about you?
Oh, geez. Well, everyone already knows I'm a Disney nut. I mean, it goes beyond Alice in Wonderland. Like,
okay.
I am a Disney nut. Anything Disney, because my dad worked for Disney.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
So many of my childhood memories happened at Disney. And so, anything Disney. I mean, I could just go to the park every day just to walk around and I would be a happy person. But I am a big foodie. I love baking. My sweet tooth is abnormally large. it's just not right how much I like sweets. But I love baking. I love cooking. I don't get to do it very often, but that's kind of my relaxing thing, is being able to go through a cookbook and pick out a good recipe. And so if you go to my Pinterest, there's not much about other things. It's all recipes, and most of them are sweets. And so somebody even said something to me the other day. They're like, your Pinterest board isn't very her universe. And I was like, I know, but it's very Ashley. I mean,
right,
you go to it. So
that's exactly, you have to create a separate one for her universe.
I know. I think so.
I had a hard time phrasing this question. Do you think anything was learned about the whole Florida local news backlash? Like, why was that important? I don't know. Leading the charge, crusading.
Yeah.
What can we learn from that?
No, I definitely think something was learned. And I was just talking about this the other day, because we all spoke up about it. And I think that's why we're making a difference with female fans. And it's not just her universe. It's Geek Out. It's, the Team Unicorn, it's Bonnie Burton, it's the Mary Sue, it's all these girls that are speaking up. Geeks Are Sexy, it's all these girls that are speaking up and collectively saying, no, we're not going to be overlooked anymore. Well, that's what happened with Local 10 and what happened in Florida is, Star Wars fans, like, united, said, no, you're not going to bully us, not on our territory. We can't control what goes on outside of our community, but we can't control what happens inside of our community. And I read that and I was like, gosh darn it, this is not going to happen on our watch. We have created such a positive environment for Star Wars fans. And Celebration was just that. It was a celebration of Star Wars and all of the fans. And for that to come out of it, that shouldn't have happened. And so, united, we spoke up, we did something about it, we got the photos down, and I mean, I think their eventual apology was a win. I mean, they're going to cover the 501st and Rebel Legion now in a positive way and showcase all the positive things that are going on. To me, that's a huge win. And so I think it just shows, you know, we got to speak up about it.
Okay. Three questions left. Zombies or vampires?
Oh, definitely zombies. Vampires, I can't get into the craze. I am secretly terrified of vampires. I know this is sacrilege, but I couldn't even get into Twilight because they were vampires.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah, I never got into
books.
It.
It's fine.
Yeah. So definitely zombies.
I'm with you on zombies. Pirates or ninjas?
Pirates.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And my friend wanted me to ask you this question. Is Yoda really as small in real life as he looks on TV?
Well, it depends which Yoda you're talking about. If you're talking about the voice of Yoda, Tom Kane, he's like over 6 feet.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if you're talking about Yoda, the actual character, then yes, he is very small. But my Yoda, you know, who I get to work with is the amazing, the legendary Tom Kane, and he is over 6 feet. So Yoda, for me, is quite large.
Oh, and sorry.
Quite tall, I should say.
What advice would you give to anyone looking to enter into the voiceover industry or trying to get it break into that? Or
yeah, any advice I would give is definitely practice. Voiceover especially, you have to be able to do many different voices and not just one line. You have to be able to carry a full conversation. So when you hear people and hear different voices, try to mimic that and then carry on a full conversation in that voice. And the biggest thing with voiceover is it actually is very tough, very competitive, and you just have to stick with it. Again, persistence. I auditioned for 4 years, probably close to 400 voiceover auditions before I got the Clone Wars.
Oh, wow.
And most of those I was rejected. I mean, I got some like radio commercials here and there, but I didn't get a big job. Clone Wars was my first big job. I didn't get a big one until 4 years after I started. So I just tell kids, I think sometimes kids are so quick to give up, and you know, practice makes perfect. And I would view every audition as practice. If I didn't get it, I wanted to learn something, you know, from it and then get better and improve. And so I just say, keep at it, practice, and eventually it'll pay off. But learn, you know, from job to job or from audition to audition, because nothing should be a wasted experience. You should always learn something.